Just say, there's nothing I can do. Whatever you do, who cares? There's so much, who cares? The key is, Jesus Christ came and he hung on the cross. And the Bible says that when he hung on the cross, we hung on the cross. Well, we know that we didn't literally hang on the cross, but we know he means that we can actually take that sin and see it on him and realize he took it to hell once and for all. So our guilt is over because the sin has been punished in his body. It's been punished. It's been taken care of. Who gets the great end of this deal? We do. Does anybody realize what a great deal we get when we find Christ? We don't even understand that if we're still playing the games and having the pity parties and hiding the guilt and trying to blame everyone else and running from stuff. Good gosh, stop! It's a mess. No wonder you're guilty. No wonder you feel bad. You ought to feel horrible. Go ahead and feel it. Feel the bad and feel the horrible. Quit blaming everybody else, running from it. Just suck it in and then say, to the cross, to the cross, to the cross, cross, cross. Thank you. Take it. This is too easy. This isn't fair. This isn't right. I should have gone to hell. But you love me so much that you went there for me. How much more can he love us? Why isn't that good enough for you? Why do you want to stay condemned? Why do you want to keep punishing yourself? Why do you want to keep blaming other people? Why do you want to keep hiding? Why do you care? Take it to the cross. It's not on the cross, though, until you quit sinning, okay? So this isn't a license to keep having affairs or to keep drinking or to keep cussing or to keep stealing. That's not what this is about. This is about someone who says, I don't want this. I don't want this guilt. I don't want this. God, forgive me. Please set me free from this. And he's like, okay. Okay, just let me take that sin. Let me set you free. But let me tell you something. When God sets you free from the sin, he sets you free from the demons involved with the sin, if you'll give it up. If you hang on to your guilt, you hang on to your sin, you hang on to the demons. And you'll live a little victorious life, maybe sometimes, but you will not truly live in that freedom. Now, the enemy's already eaten some people. Let me tell you, there's no condemnation in Christ. It doesn't matter if your childhood was worse than mine. It doesn't matter if you made more mistakes than me. It doesn't matter anything about it. Don't hold on to, yeah, but you don't know what I went through. I don't have to. Because whatever you went through, he's paid to set you free so you don't have to be a victim anymore. He paid. He paid. Let me say this. He paid for whatever you went through, but he paid for whatever you put someone else through. He paid for whatever you went through, but he also paid for whatever you put someone else through. And guilt comes from what you put someone else through. Guilt comes from what you put someone else through. Guilt comes from where you failed, okay? Guilt comes from where you failed as a parent. Guilt comes from where you failed to love because you were so wounded. It doesn't matter why. This little thing that races in your head is this thing that begins to say why you did it, and they don't understand. But it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter why you failed. Doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Guilt tells you it matters because guilt wants to have a justifier to keep you defending yourself. Are you getting this? Guilt wants you to constantly. I know some of it's rough, guys. I mean, it just crushed. It broke. What God wants is brokenness, not condemned people. When I realize that my haughty spirit of thinking more highly of myself than I ought, of putting others down, especially in the church, because of the way they treated me, and a lot of things they did was so wrong, but they were responding to the pride in me. They were responding into my independence. They were responding to my way of coping with being hurt. And in that place, my son watched that and took on some of the same things that caused him not to want to be a part of the church to some degree. And when that revelation came to me and I realized the very thing that I saw and hated had come back to try to take my son from really enjoying fellowship with Christians, I was crushed. I mean, it really took a few days of really sitting in the presence of God and really repenting with all my heart and really seeing how wrong I had been. It really took that. But then it took the place, folks, of taking that without condemnation and saying, you know what? That's what I was like. Thank you for your mercy, God. Thank you you never gave up on me. Thank you for all the things I went through to be crushed to a point of seeing this. Thank you for all the people who've stood by me, even when you were working this stuff out of my heart. But God, it's over now. Because I see it, I hate it, I repent. Thank you for the cross. Thank you for the cross. And then there's peace, there's no condemnation, and I'm back to the place saying, okay, now God, use me any way you want to set my son free. God, bring people into his life. I begin to pray and believe God, and I have perfect peace that God's going to turn everything to good. And obviously my son's living for God to some, you know, it's just not totally on fire wanting all the supernatural things of God because he's been so hurt with all this mess. But I had to see my part. It's not for me to see my husband's part. It's not for me to see those pastors' part. That's easy. That's none of my business. Unless the Holy Spirit wants me to bring inner healing without judgment and condemnation and haughtiness. But when I saw my part, I couldn't believe it. And that's where God wants us to be broken. Broken and contrite spirits. Humbled. Dependent upon him. And not judgmental or critical. Do you see what I'm saying? And so then you take it to the cross. Thank God for the cross. And you leave it there with your guilt. So when Satan says, ooh, your son's having this problem because of, no, wait a minute. Excuse me. You have no authority to talk to me, you accuser of the brethren. I don't listen to you. So you don't even need to finish your sentence. But remember the cross. Remember how stupid you were when you took him to the cross, or you thought you took him to the cross. He really outwit you when he took that sin to hell for me. My sin has been punished. My guilt has been wiped away. That I'm not the one who had to take the punishment. Wow. What an awesome God. What an awesome God. I'm not ashamed to be a Christian. I have a God who took my sin away. Do you realize when you walk around with guilt and you hang on to your coping mechanisms and you let your mind just take off and just live this flesh life because it's so painful, you think it's so painful, do you know that thing can be over with? And there's such freedom. I'm not talking about habitual sin. I'm talking about a true brokenness. So some of you tonight, before you get free, are going to have to actually see the thing you've been running away from. And that's when people get mad at me, because I am used by the Holy Spirit to help you see those things. And God wants to raise you up to help people to see those things. Because no one wants to see these things. Because it's painful. But only for a second. Because the minute you see it, the minute you really recognize it, opens the way to repent. And as soon as you repent, because you allowed yourself to see it. Now, some people say, well, I can repent. I see it. I know how horrible I've been. I know how horrible I am. But for some reason, you've bought a lie that the cross wasn't good enough. It's like you want to hang on to that you deserve to be punished. If you, now listen to this. I want you to make a decision tonight about guilt. Is there anyone here who wants to refuse the gift of Christ forgiving your sin and cleansing you from guilt? Let me say this, because some of you have never faced it before, that unless you really pay for this and are punished for this, it can never be made right. We don't deserve to get away with what we get to get away with. But he's the one who chose to set us free from sin and to pay the wages, to pay the penalty. Is that amazing? Is that amazing? We better always appreciate the unbelievable grace of God. Now, who wants to keep self-punishing? I mean, I know it's not fair. It's just not fair that we get off the hook through repentance. It's not just. It's just not fair. But it's totally, totally not fair on our side. Like, we get the good deal.